Shin Mem Hey Sif Yud Ches. Getter Carmelis, the definition of a Carmelis. Shloye Pochus Me Arbo Al Arbo. Cannot be less than 4x4. Venus Ephesus Elo Ad Asora. The definition, the right word for it. The parameters of a Carmelis, it has to be at least 4x4, but it does not extend above 10. Well, the Malamia started having Malkin Patur. In a Carmelis above 10, is considered a Malkin Patur. The Yamim Unacholim, if you have a lake, river, or an ocean, lake, sea, ocean, or a river, Mimaya Mashkin, and you measure it from the top of the water. So we said before that those are considered Carmelis, Carmelios. So you measure the 10 tefachim from the top of the water. So a person would be in a boat on top of the water, and he reached down and take some water. So even though it's going to be taken above 10 tefachim, right? But it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the river. But it doesn't help me. It's 10 tefachim from the top of the water. He's taking from the Carmelis to his boat, which is just a yochid. Person with or something floating on top of the water. So a person would take something off the top of the water, even though it's way above 10 tefachim off the floor of the river, it doesn't help me. It's considered a Carmelis. But above that height, would be considered a Malkin Patur. Okay. Then the Ramah adds, Dor Ha'oimeid Be'Carmelis. You have a pit which is in the side in the Carmelis area, and there's a pit. Fill omuk mea amu havi Carmelis. Elam kein hu rochem arbo al arbo. If it's 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim deep, it's a shesiyach. If it's not 4x4, no matter how deep it is, normally it would be a makom patur. But right now, he says it gets a din of a Carmelis. They ain't Malkin Patur, but Carmelis commotion is inspired by something. Because we do not deal with the concept of a Malkin Patur within the deep area of a Carmelis, like Lou explains in the next sif. Well, I should see the next sif, it's Machloikas, whether there's a concept called a Malkin Patur in the Carmelis or not. But in this sif, he's just presenting that opinion as the sole opinion. That there's no such thing as a Malkin Patur under Carmelis. Okay, let's see. Mr. Baruch. Ayin Beis. Get her Carmelis. Rasul Merit means cloud did Carmelis. Let's give you the basic halachic elements of the Carmelis. It has to be 4x4. Shalom Yehei, Pachal Ner Barabo. Veda Tavera says El Adasar. It only goes up to 10. So it comes out like this. It has in it the loch of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah that does not extend above 10 tefachim. It has in it the element of Rosh Hashanah Yochid that has to be at least 4x4. The kibbutz bay mikulei Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and mikulei Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It has both elements of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. The element of the kula Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and mikulei Rosh Hashanah Rabbah then it confesses el ad asar tefachim. It only extends 10 tefachim. Rosh Hashanah Yochid goes up to Rekiyah. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah only goes up 10 tefachim. So we gave her Carmelis a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, they only go 10 tefachim. That's kula number one. Kileba Sifti Bez. Well, I have a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Dor La'ad L'Rikiya. Kileba Sifti Bez. It's not like a Rosh Hashanah Yochid which goes all the way up to the Shemaya. It has to be at least 4x4. And if the post is less than 4x4, it's considered not a Carmelis but a Malkin Patur. The Malami Asor above 10th Falcon is considered a Malkin Patur. Yosha Lermer. You have a post, it's 4x4 and it's 6 tefachim high. So it's Carmelis. And a person was able to gather, collect, catch it, something which is suspended above it, higher than 10. You've taken it from Makom Patur. You can then transfer it to Rishus HaRabim. You can then transfer it to Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, if you take the top of this post, put a little pole, which doesn't, it's not 4x4, so it's not extending the retirement rules higher. And that goes up 10 tefachim, and it has a platform that it's sitting on top of it. So that platform is in the Makom Patur. You can take something from there, go to Rishus HaRabim, from there to Rishus HaYachid, put Rishus HaYachid to there, etc.
Outside.
You measure from the top of the water. We don't measure the 10 tefachim from the floor of the sea. From the edge of the water, the top of the water, and above 10 tefachim.
So now we have to understand,
Aser Havi Karmelus. Aser Tazel and Shomar Ba'amis. So A, if the Karmelus, you can't carry something that's more than 4 amis on the top of the water. V'chein lo tzien mishom v'shus ha'yachid. V'shus ha'rabim, where you cannot transit from there to v'shus ha'yachid or to v'shus ha'rabim.
Bread is not a lapis. It proves that.
There's something floating on the water. I can't push it 4 amis. I moved it 4 amis in the Karmelus.
And we knew the dice
the if I take the water off, I draw some water. Then I take it up above 10 tefachim, and then we transport it above 10 tefachim. So I'm traveling in the Makom Patur. That's Mutter. Mutter the Havi Erehu Merlin, the Makom Patur. Now, he's standing in the water, very tall guy. The water's not so deep. He's standing in the water, he's holding it above 10 tefachim. That doesn't help, because he's walking in the karma. He finds some way now to bring along some boat that is Rosh Hashanah. He gets, he's floating on a bear. Son of Rosh Hashanah, not large enough to Rosh Hashanah. And now he's above 10 tefachim. So he's carrying it above 10 tefachim. That is okay.
So why do we put it on the person who's moving rather than the object that's moving? Because I thought the whole thing of Hotzah is it's on the object.
Well, the Lach of Hotzah is the person's act of doing it.
Yeah.
So I am traveling in the Karmelus, which is Rav, which is the Yachin, etc. So there are certain Lach that go with the object, and we'll see there's a tension in that point. But most of these things, as long as it's in the person's hands, unless it's clearly moved from one Rishus to the other, well, that's clearly a change in the item. Or let's say I'm standing. I mean, interesting halacha. Let's say I'm standing on a Makom Patur. We'll see this comes up a little very soon. And I reach into Rishus to Yachid, and then I put it down Rishus to Rav. Halacha is a pasuk.
Halacha is
pasuk. Because since I'm standing in the Makom Patur, when I pick up the item, at that point in time, it's in my hand. It's like it landed on the Makom Patur.
then I took it from up there. I brought it to scrub.
Even if it's unconstant?
Yes. Because once it's in my hand, it's more not on me.
And that goes by where the feet are, or the feet where the majority. Okay.
Oh, well. The feet are defining where the majority of the body is.
Okay.
But the same, if I be standing in Rosh Hashanah, I could reach out, take it up in the Malkut Tzur, put it down in Rosh Hashanah, or do the same, that wouldn't work. So
it's.
We'll see. Upcoming attraction.
Okay.
Now, you have a case of a boar which is in the Carmelis. The pit in the Carmelis, the Omer Carmelis. A pit which is not 4x4 and it's deep, more than 3 tefachim deep, it's a Malkut Tzur. It's not 4x4, I don't care how deep it is. As long as it's at least 3 tefachim deep, it's a Malkut Tzur.
Right.
But now that pit now, instead of being Rosh Hashanah, it's in the Carmelis. So it should be a Malkut Tzur. Dilo hayo oimid Rosh Hashanah, and hayo nechshav Malkut Tzur. Had such a pit been Rosh Hashanah, it would be a Malkut Tzur. Kishen boi arbol arbol, kilo kilo maybe sip your test. Like we're going to say in sip your test, that's called a Malkut Tzur. But now it's sitting in the Carmelis instead. And it's less than 4x4, and it's deep. Even on filo omik me'am, even though it's 100 amas deep. But it's less than 4x4. That's how who bought on the Gabi and Carmel Shu. We deal with this as if it's bottled, it's part of the Carmel.
So the
Gather is not Hashem Bread. So Kamebe Hagov is like the Ramor and the next Sif in the first opinion.
What's the underpinning logic that we should take bread and.
Now, behold the Carmel and the Gather Carmelis. You just told me that the definition, part of the defining element of the Carmelis has to be less than, can't be less than 4x4. Here you have something less than 4x4, and it's a Carmelis. So how does that work?
And
Lapis
versus
Nam. Her Ari Ladas Hagozu, Hekel, the Omer.
No, going back to the time.
One is Omer. The deal Omer with Carmelis, the deal you put in there, Bolar Boa, Gam Kain Shem Carmelis Ole, the Motsamin Esmino Botel Gabe. So here we're going to say there's an exception. So now let's turn around, almost ask the way around. So if this is the exception, what's the rule? Where does the rule apply? I've now told you, I can give you an example, something which is less than 4x4, which is a Carmelis. So now I have, the case before was I have this post. I said, listen, it's not 4x4, it's not a Carmelis, it's a Malkut Tzur. Well, it depends where it is. If it's a Mishnah Rabbin, if it's less than 4x4, it's a Malkut Tzur. If it's 4x4, it's a Carmelis. If you take the same post and put it in a Carmelis, it's always a Carmelis, even though it's less than 4x4. Making sense? So again, you have a fire hydrant in Rosh Hashanah would be a Malkut Tzur, and a fire hydrant in the Carmelis would be a Carmelis. So I can't carry 4 amas in a Carmelis and then put it down. I put it down in a Malkut Tzur, I'm potter. So I said, well, I cut it in my pocket, I go 4 amas, put it on top of the fire hydrant. Well, it's very nice, but put it down in the Carmelis. But had it been Rosh Hashanah, that would be great. You put it on the Malkut Tzur. So
if I ask,
just pray that the Arab doesn't go down. LMK who rochem arbol also Rosh Hashanah. If the pit is 4x4, it's Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Malkut Tzur, your test. Who Malkut Shein bar arbol arbol? Begavoyim yishoshu v'mala adarikia. It's at least 4. It's at least 3 tefachim high, and it's less than 4x4, and it can be 10 amos high. Less than 4x4. That's the Malkut Tzur. You have a pit which is doesn't have 4x4, and it's at least, now Mr. Burr is going to change that, so it's at least 3 deep. It's at least 3 or more deep. Not not that it's more than three deep. It's already by three already, it switches. You have, instead of having, say, a post, but you have walls which are higher than three tefachim. Excuse me, from three and higher. And they do not contain within those walls an area of 4x4. So if I have, say, a tree, you have sometimes you put like a little fence around the tree, around the trunk. Right? So that would be considered a mukkam p'tur. It doesn't have 4x4 inside, and it's at least 3 tefachim high. So that area inside there is a mukkam p'tur. The mukkam p'tur exists in Rosh Hashanah. You say it's not 4x4, so it's a mukkam p'tur. Of the Carmelis, if he had such an item in the Carmelis, so this is a borrowed phrase from a halach and hilchos bitzel. So if I have a case where I'm discussing mixing different types of foodstuffs together of Isser and Heter, so there's rules of bitzel. So let's say I have some trefer flavor falls into something kosher. So there's a shear, enough shear of 60, let's say, to mivatel. It's bottle. Now some more trefer flavor falls in. So you say matzah min asmino. Those two, the same min, find each other, and they wake up. So now the bit that was before is irrelevant. So we're also, a caramel is really meaning you can do the rice as a mukkam p'tur. So a mukkam p'tur and a caramel is really in the same place as the rice 11. The Chum came along and said, no, this is, we're going to deal with this mukkam p'tur as a caramel. So you can't say, well, but this is a mukkam p'tur and a caramel. I mean, every caramel is a mukkam p'tur, really. So you can't define it as a different reshus other than the caramels. That's the first opinion. Do I the 8 kilogram reshus or the caramels? No. There is a little mukkam p'tur even in a caramel. That's the second opinion. We saw already before that there are more in Sifri Fes ignored the second opinion. Presented the first opinion as the fact. There's no little mukkam p'tur in the caramel. Now, Zat Ramah further. There's no mukkam p'tur in Rosh Hashanah. So I have a middle of my courtyard, my front yard, which I have a fence around, and there's a post there, which is 6 inches by 6 inches, not 4x4. Yeah, but it's Rosh Hashanah. So a person with Rosh Hashanah would land on top of that post. Oh, land on the post. No, land on Rosh Hashanah. So there's no mukkam p'tur in Rosh Hashanah, for the most part.
What about for the covid of Shabbos? You don't forget what you said.
We'll see. There's an exception.
No, there's an exception. I couldn't even imagine an exception if it was just the other. That's why I asked.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see.
If it's yellow. It's yellow.
Okay. Shane Barabo, it's Falcon Rush. It doesn't have 4x4. Excuse me, it doesn't have 4 wide. Philo Orech Elef Amma. I don't care if it's 1,000 amas long. If it's not 4 amas, 4, start. Even if it's 1,000 amas long, if it's not 4 fucking wide, it's a Malkum Tour. The Maruba, Arbo, Tvachim, Larba, Tvachim, we need it to be 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. The Pachos Mishlosha, but the Gavi Karka, if it's less than 3 Tvachim high, it's just part of the ground. Tosoy, this is a mistake. Sarah Larma, the correct version has to be Bobak Shloisha Vyoser. It's 3 or more deep.
I don't think, like, oh, Shabbos. No, it's not true. 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 So either way,
Kippur.
He's saying this on his own, that he's changing the gear, so is he getting it from somewhere?
This language is the language of the Rambam. The Rambam said this the way the Jewish says it. Now the language of the Machaber is you have mechitzas which are at least three high, and in between them is less than not four by four. And we discussed before, you count the thickness of the walls. So what would be a situation where in between is less than four, but with the thickness of the walls it is four? What's that? We don't count the walls. We said the main sheet is that we look at what's inside. But we said, however, if it's flat enough, you can land something on top. So on top, it's a tzedrush tziyachim. Because you could put a board there, which is 4x4, cover this thing, and use it. So on top, it's a tzedrush tziyachim. If you go inside, it's not a tzedrush tziyachim. Okay. Hey. Comes the Rambam and Ross says, this is all talking about Rishis Rav. The call is a pirish. All the examples we gave in the Sith. Then Rabbah, Rabbah, Havi, Malkim, Mitzur. That Sith is not 4x4, it's a Malkim, Mitzur. The Akubah, and Rishis Rav. Al-Babah, but Carmelis, if this item is in a Carmelis, Al-Bagav, the Loi, Havi, Rabbah, it was not 4x4. Havi, can Carmelis, it's part of the Carmelis. The Matzimina, Smino, Hainu, the Malkim, Mitzur, Matzah, is a Carmelis, Shimin, right? It connects with the Carmelis, which is the same type as it. Shugamkin must be a terminator. When they or it is chazik, are you they mean the star of Imar Valiyas Kimoyo? It joins the Carmelis also. The Tinaka Carmelis, so it's like a Carmelis. Now, Carmelis going up only out of Sarathvok, Omer Mechitzas and now, so the case of the post, or the case of the small walls, Lebe Carmelis, Elijah Sarathvok. But above Sarathvokim, there's no Carmelis, you can't connect those to Carmelis, there's no Carmelis to connect. So if my fire hydrant is higher than 10 Tvokim high, even in a Carmelis, it'll be above the tour. The top one. With going down the pits, we said even if it goes down, as far as it goes down, it's still Carmelis. Cannot walk up a Sifin Chet, like we said before. This is all in a Carmelis, in Rosh Hashanah, maybe a Carmelis, but in Rosh Hashanah, the Kliyama Hadidu Kamai Rosh Hashanah, Shekhodar Rashu Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, everything in Rosh Hashanah is part of the Rosh Hashanah. Ben Kavoya, Ben Nomuch, Ben Vocha, Ben Kotcha, wide, narrow, tall, short, doesn't make a difference. Okay. Now, the Einbach Renim, Shasan Mal Rusk, there, Rishon Abayim Rilov. So, in regards to the issue of is there such a thing as a Malkum Tur in a Carmelis, the main sock is like the first opinion that there is not. So there's no bit of Malkum Tur in a Carmelis. And the reason why they did so, because there are more on Sefer Kes, doesn't present any arguing opinion, any dissenting opinion. It just says there's no Malkum Tur in a Carmelis. End the conversation. Okay, now I promised you an exception to in the Rosh Hashanah. So the Chasid comes along and says, if this is all talking about the Malkum Tur, the supposed Malkum Tur is surrounded by the Rosh Hashanah on all four sides. What would be if I have that this Malkum Tur is only surrounded on three sides? On one side it's connected out to Rosh Hashanah. So Chasid says, in that case, the Malkum Tur would be a Malkum Tur, not Rosh Hashanah. Since it's also partially not Rosh Hashanah.
So why don't we just split the difference, and half of it goes to Rosh Hashanah and half of it goes to choose the outfit. Sort of like a narrow, shortish wall.
I think he says it's more like the other way around. That this idea that walk on tour is part of Shusha Yalkin is because it's surrounded and makes it Shusha Yalkin. And if it's not, so it's not the pizza of Shusha Yalkin which I'm retaining. It's taking care of itself. Once it's not surrounded, it has to take care of itself. So itself is a walk on tour.
So how do we distinguish that from the other walls of the Shusha Yachid then? If it's sort of... I'm just trying to see the metzius of it. So how do... If we were to have a situation where it wouldn't be...
So let's say for argument's sake... Shusha Yachid has to have four walls. It doesn't have to be four complete walls. You can have an opening. Right, you have an opening.
Yeah, okay.
So now the place there's an opening, there's a post there. It's right there, partially out, sticking out. So that's all. As long as it's 10 tefachim high, it's a walking tool.
It's a hole in the wall and it's sticking. This is a sarap, but yeah, it
sticks out.
It's half here and half here, and the sarap is there, it's outside. So basically, it's like half here.
I do want to point out, don't make the following mistake. I have a fence around my Rosh Hashanah, and I have a gate which swings out. So now the gate is swinging out. So the gate, it's not 4x4, it's 10 tefachim high, so the gate is a malkum tur. The gate is considered part of the fence. It's attached to the fence. So, and we said the argument, the reason why the mechitzas are considered Rosh Hashanah, because they're there to surround Rosh Hashanah. So the, even when that gate is sticking out, it's considered part of Rosh Hashanah. So a person will come along, walk in the street, and hang something on that gate, and it's sticking out, he put it into Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not in Rosh Hashanah. This is part of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. They put it on the top of the wall of Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
It's only part of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid when it's out there. I mean, it's only. I mean, that's my question. It's always a part of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it's never part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Always.
We said before that the reason why the mechitzah, the top of the mechitzah, is the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because since they are what makes Rosh Hashanah Yachid, they're the walls of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So they can make what's inside of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and they can definitely make themselves Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's the logic how the Gemara says it. So this is as much a part of the fence as anything else. So it made itself into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So even though it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's a scary scenario. You know, first of all, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. I can put something on top of it.
Practically speaking, people aren't likely to be carrying a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But I guess if they see something there...
Well, they find something in their pocket. It's great, here, put it down over here. Welcome to it's not 4x4 and it's 10 to 12 high. Now you're going to get this. You're going to get into this habit, which when I first saw this off together, I started, you know, mentally measuring heights of fire hydrants. You know, I found that different municipalities have different heights of their fire hydrants. It was interesting to me. And I'm in Cleveland, like, you know, because a lot of little towns over there, little suburbs, each one of their own. And I noticed different ones. Oh, that's great. That's awesome. That's a terrible, you know. It's like, you know, in case I'm ever walking and I have it in my pocket, I just make sure I get lost in this neighbor, not in that one. You know.
So let's say there's a.
I think the community is a little bit. Yeah.
Anyway, so let's say there's a part of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that is overhanging that area where the fence is going out from. So it's gonna. So does that part where the fence is? Does that go up to Riki, or does it go up to where it's gonna bump into?
In itself, it's just on top of it.
Just the top of it. So that doesn't.
If I put something above it, it's suspended with a Shem Hashem, it'd be okay.
Good.
Okay.
So what'd you learn tonight, honey?
Not famous as I am. Okay. Okay. Did an Erev in a Torah, but Gimel Sifrit. I mean, there are shuvas about that. Tzitzel Yezer has a shuva. I'm sorry, this is totally on the side. You started already. I started already. Tzitzel Yezer has a shuva. He wants to know if a person tells somebody with a Shem Hashem, is it considered a Ritzer or just a Grom? The Tzitzel Yezer has a shuva about it. I mean, I'm not sure it's a local Lamaisa, but you know, the Gab.
What's the question again?
If a person kills somebody using one of the Shemas of Hashem, is he called a Ritzer? Or is that Rum? So the Nafkamina, which I think is wild, Nafkamina is not so wild. Reb Zilberstein, who's saying from Malachim Manayat and the Hakdama, brings the mice with Baba Sali. Only Baba Sali, you know. Baba Sali, Zubin of Rocha, used to light a tremendous amount of Shabbos Nairs. You know, him Nairs, you know, his four is, you know, he would write tens and tens and tens of Shabbos Nairs. So eventually one of them is going to fall down and create a fire. You know, it's going to have to happen. So one Shabbos, that's what happens. So he goes over, so a little bit first away from the thing, takes his finger, goes like this, then says something, the fire gets and the fire goes out. Now, so that's mutter because that's a problem. He didn't put it out right there. He went out when he got there. Let's say he'd done that closer in. Would that be considered putting out a fire or not? I just said something and the fire went out. I didn't put the fire out. You know? It's not malacha, you know? So that's what he declares the Shemir. Zimmerstein has the Shiloh. Exactly. I mean, halacha l'maisa for those people who happen to know how to do that. Okay. Did any Arab in a Torah book? Gimel Sifrit. Simon Shimem Bob. Min a Torah in Chayv Ela B'Moitzi U'Machnis. A person will take out from Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's called a Hitzor. U'Machnis is to bring in to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Those are both talking about transferring it, which means there was transporting it. So a person transported the item. He walked out. He came in. Zarek means he threw it. See, he stood still. So Moitzi, he's walking out. Machnas, he's walking in. Zarek is he's throwing it. Moshe means he's transferring it, but he's staying still. See, he's standing with the yachid, and he picks it up and puts it outside and puts it down. He didn't move. That's called Moshe. Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the Raisa, the only issues are Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Carlos is not an issue, the Raisa. The Chum also be Carmelis Rosh Hashanah Yachid, other Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Let me have the Carmelis. The Chum said you can't go from the Carmelis to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or from the Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Or from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Carmelis, or from the Rosh Hashanah Rabin to the Carmelis. So the law is that Malkum Tur, it's not only is it not, it's Mutter Gomer. So a person would be allowed to transfer something from the Shizu Yachid to the Malkum Tur, which is Rabbin to Malkum Tur, or vice versa. He walks out, walks through a Malkum Tur, goes to Rosh Hashanah Rabin and stops. So he's Chayiv. He went from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Ah, you went through a Malkum Tur in the middle. I don't care. But you went from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. And that's true whether you were Moitzi, you're a Machnis, you're a Moshe, you're a Zerik. Okay. Lo yamin adam al Malkum Tur. Person cannot stand in a Malkum Tur on a Malkum Tur. Viga chayvitz miyad misham in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. And then take an item from somebody who's standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Then it'll be shayim in Rosh Hashanah Yochid and give it to somebody inside Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Now, in this case, he's not chayv if he does it. He cannot do it. So even Malkum Tur, there's an issue to in this case.
They do it if he puts it down?
Theoretically, yes. Well, we're afraid he might forget.
If you could put it down first.
Small fish, which are still down on the shark, are not small fish.
And if he forgets to, it's in his horizon.
No.
Oh,
yeah, brother. Well, the Hakwith Derek and Mokka Batur, Rishur is Durabana. So I have Rishur Siyok and I have a Karmelis. So I want to pick up, I'm sending him a Mokka Batur. So I want to pick up from the Santa Mokka Batur, Rishur Rishur Siyok and put him in the Karmelis. Right? Well, really, Mokka Batur, really, because you want there anyway, it's Mokka Batur. He only deal with this Durabana anyway. So what's over there? Yesh Yisrin, Yesh Matirim. There's both opinions on that issue. Okay. Zot Mishaburus of Kotnal. Roshit. Haina Shagufa Oymed Roshusa Echot. Roshit Biyor Achavet Roshusa Achot. The person then extends the item into the other Roshusa and puts it down. But he doesn't move. Now, behind the Kalam Sim Shin Mem Zion, Mishimur Sim Kotan Ches, the Yin Moshe Mishus Yachid, the Mishus Yachid, there Mishus Rabbi. So that case is not so wild. Let's say I have a case, I have an apartment building which fronts directly immediately onto Mishus Rabbi. And there are porches on the second floor. So beneath that is Mishus Rabbi. There's a gap between the two porches. So that gap theoretically is not Rishus. It's not Rishus Yochid. That's Rishus Aram area. So a person would up to 10. So a person would transfer from one porch to the next. He retires the right. He went through Rishus Yochid. He went through Rishus Aram. However, it's only if it's below 10. Above 10 to Rishus Aram. There's no Rishus Aram above 10. So you're very low abutment sticking out, you could have that issue.
Why would that area not be Rishu Siyachid?
There's no Rishu Siyachid there. It's in between the wall of the house is here. This is all Rishu Siyachid. There's a porch here and a porch here, and here in between there's nothing. So that's Rishu Siyachid territory.
Something that's that low, though, wouldn't that be like not a place where people, the Rabbim, are going to walk? Because it's in between two porches, practically speaking. So we're talking about something that's the porches are essentially on the ground, that for it to be below 10. Virtually on the ground. It's gotta be.
Well, theoretically, unless, you know, it could be. Once it's 10th block, we consider it's a problem. That's not considered blocking traffic. So if it's exactly a 10th, right above 10th block, and I dip it under 10th block, I have a problem. I'm transiting versus a problem. But meanwhile, the case over here is he's motion, he's standing still, and he transfers from Rishus Siyachid. He's standing from Rishus Siyachid, let's say, and he picks it up and puts it down outside. Or he reaches him outside and brings it in. Or he steps outside and vice versa. That's your first mission, besides the shop. In that case, though, it's important to point out, it's only considered Chayin once he puts it down. As long as it's in his hands, he's standing in Rosh Hashanah. He picks it up, puts his hand out into Rosh Hashanah. At that point in time, it's in Rosh Hashanah. And that's true. And since it's in his hand, and he's standing in Rosh Hashanah, it's not called Rosh Hashanah. When he puts it down, he's done. Come Osru, through a Carmelis. It's like Rosh Hashanah. Shame if it's. Come on, come in, Rosh Hashanah. The lovely drama video. It's somewhat comparable to Rosh Hashanah, but it's not exactly. It's not made for travel. Thank God, Zol of the Kavim, Shal Lahitzi Lahatiz Menu, Ben Rosh Hashanah, Ben Rosh Hashanah, Kishli Yavor Lahatiz Af Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. If people will in their minds will allow Carmelis to Shas Rabin or to Rishas Yochid, they might do Rishas Yochid or Shas Rabin. Welcome to tour. What's the Lahoj to the Hafnis? So within the Lahoj to the Lizard. You can do whatever you want from the Welcome to tour.
Okay.
But a person who's Abel Oymid, he was just a Yachid, and then he's Moshe Amaf, he's Moshe Dessert. Now, the phrase Oymid means he's presently standing. So how are you Moshe if you're standing? That's Moshe. Right? Moshe, you're standing, so you pick it up and put it outside. So you tell me you're Oymid, and then you tell me you're Moshe. So what's the learning means? He was standing. He then transported outside. He walked outside. Okay, because he got in. Or he stood still and he put it outside, or he threw it. So even though he went through a Makom Ptur, he's guy. She's a Yachid, threw a Makom Ptur, which is a rabbi, this guy. The Kibbutz also Akira Meshusa Yachid. Hanocha Meshusa Rab. He uprooted it from Meshusa Yachid. He placed it down in Meshusa Rab. Or the opposite. He was in Meshusa Rab and he uprooted it from Meshusa Rab and brought it inside and put it down. No. He uprooted from Meshusa Rab and he came inside. Was on Masha ever been timed there at the Malkum Tour? The fact that he went through a Malkum Tour is irrelevant. Okay. But the official omen of Malkum Tour, it's only going to stop in the Malkum Tour. In the case of the motion, no, in the case of the Moitzi or the Machmish, he's walking. So the person is walking, started Rosh Hashanah, walked through the Makom Ptur, stopped Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa. He walked from Rosh Hashanah, stopped in the Makom Ptur, started again once in Rosh Hashanah, and he's potter. Omid Ma'at Shom, if he stopped for a little bit over there. Arachos of Ahoitzi Rosh Hashanah is potter. He stopped, and then he gets. Continue further, he's about to. The Gemara Shabbos comes along and says, differentiates in why you're stopping.
So the mission says,
if a person stops to rest, that breaks up the flow. If a person stops to adjust the item to facilitate further walking, then it's considered like he's continuing walking. So Oman Lafushi, he stopped to be Nafash to rest, he's positive. Oman Lakate, which he had to do his word Lakate for, to adjust it on the shoulders to carry it further. That doesn't break the flow, and therefore he is that way. He's still be tied. What about if he stopped not to rest and not to adjust it? He stopped because he didn't want to be tied. So a person stopped to rest. He stopped to rest. So that's like the end of the walk. Right? Over here, he's then there's like almost like a new decision to go further.
Isn't the mission itself talking about such a case of less certain things where you find something, which is a tefillin or something that you don't want to leave in the Rosh Hashanah? Isn't it mentioned explicitly?
See, well, like this. So mission over there, well, let me get to the Lotus point. So it's an interesting point that they're starting the game. So we're starting the game. So Lotus starting very good. It comes up to the mission in the last parak in the Shabbos. It's a mission in the last parak. It's more than the last parak in Erevin. If a person finds tefillin in Shabbos, or a person gets caught Shabbos starting and he has his wallet out. We're afraid if we don't find some solution how to get it home, he's going to be in the Kabbalah Shabbos. So we say, give it to a boy. Let an animal carry it. No other eitzah. You walk less than 4 amos. Stop. Go to another less than 4 amos. Each time you stop, why are you stopping for? Not to rest. You're stopping. You should be our listener. You see, that works. Well, there's some machlokes on that day. One opinion over there says you have to actually sit down each time. If you sat, you sat. Now we passed in the Shemur passed before the Reis Sam of Love, and that Mishael Shem Baderek in the sitting of that case, a person was traveling got that the Ikrim says you don't have to sit down. So therefore, a stopping, any type of stopping is sufficient, which is significant in both directions, the Kulam and the Chumrah. Because Lakate also means that you didn't stop. So let's say a person is walking on Shabbos and he gets to a red light. Right? He has something in his pocket. So if a person stops the car, they didn't stop. So, you know, you say a person finds something, the best thing to do is to go back to where you came from. As long as you hadn't stopped yet. So then I left here and came back here. So I never did anything. I started out of Shazir, I ended up with the same Shazir. Yeah, but I started here and I stopped here. Now if I go back here, I'm going from Shazir up and then taking through Shazir. That's right. Did I stop? Well, I just stopped the count of it. I didn't stop. If I stopped to rest, I stopped. I stopped by a red light. That's called stop. There's once we passed it over there, that you don't need to have to yeshiva. It means any stop, unless it's to adjust the item, is called walking. Except, say that again. And adjusting is called walking, and everything else is called stopping. So any reason why you stop, you stop. So that makes that, you know, creates a cool over there, creates a kumra over here. Anyway, we're getting off the top a little bit. Okay. The person stops in the, he's walking in the Makom Patur, and then he continues further, he's Patur. He was just on the Makom Patur, it's like he put it down. We hold, in other words, we hold when the person stops as if the item has rested, come to rest in that place. And then you start again, it's like a new act of uprooting it, you're uprooting it from the Makom Patur. So you're not going to die. Makom Makom, it's a good about an ikab with that. But it's not Mutter. You can't say, listen, walk from Shizu Yom, stop and walk from the tour, start again, go to Shizu Yom. But I feel like you do that, because you might forget to stop. But in the Dilma, also not cool, you're going to forget the head from Shizu Yom, which is a rabbi. The next time, you're going to walk out straight and not stop. Would the Lahus Allah Haitzim Tab Zal the Rabbi Shizu Yom, the Makom Patur, there was Shizu Rabbin, Abi Zor Shal Alam, and Shizu Rabbin. So thematically, I have a Makom Patur over there, I have Shizu Yom over here. I want to walk from Shizu Yom through the Shizu Rabbin to the Makom Patur and stop there. No, because we're afraid the guy might stop the Shizu Rabbin. So that's not going to be good to the Chavki. Okay. No. Yeah. Says you shouldn't stand in the Makom Patur and transfer one to the other. Now, Hai v'chein lav dafka. This phrase of v'chein is not exactly 100% precise. If you will lekav azeh. In the case where you went from Shizu Yom through the Makom Patur, the Shizu Rabbin, you'd stop there, you'd be kai. If you're standing in the Makom Patur, transferring from Shizu Yom to Shizu Rabbin, even if you stop, whether you stop or not, you're always going to be potter. It's also, so it's mechain, it's also, you shouldn't be doing it, but not that it's kai. Because if he's standing in the Makom Patur, when he picks up the item of Shizu Yom, he's the Makom Patur, the item of Shizu Yom. As soon as he brings it out of the Shizu Yom into the airspace of the Makom Patur, even though he's moving it, and he's stationary, it's called it's at rest. He's at rest. So the item is called at rest. So it lands in the Makom Patur. Then he continues the Shizu Yom. So it's not going to be kind. I'm not going to ask you, you shouldn't be doing that. The Kibbutz Lekim said the Kibbutz Shuvat Ba'atzim Omer Rishonayach Makom Patur Miyad Shigiyah Chavitz Negdoi Nasakumay Hiniach Shama. As soon as it's in the same Rishus as him, it joins him. It's like a landed there. The Lekim Vachem Yishuvi Sur. But the phrase Vachem means just like the case before was Oser. This case also is Oser. Mishumday Akaponim Nasayodoi Hutzah Rishusayach Rishusagam. There was a transfer from one Rishus to the other Rishus. Illegal. So a person might just do it straight based on what he did it. I can do it. He did it very, very precise. I didn't realize that. I just did it all the way. So you can't do it. Let's let's hold him. You know, we're holding the middle of the Mishabura on Sif Aleph. Let's hold it here. Let me see what's up.